Hi there, welcome to Radio Out There. Barry Eaton back with you, and this week we have The Search for Mother. Now, an interesting book written by Valerie Albrecht, and it's, I guess, this constant search for the connection with our mother, and particularly for women, you know, the fact that they may well be mothers themselves, this connection that goes down. But for all of us, I mean, we all have mothers, somewhere along the line. So it's a fascinating search, and we have a guest interviewer this week. Anne Moore is going to be our guest interviewer, and she's going to talk to Valerie about the search for mother that extends not only in this lifetime, but beyond this lifetime, shall we say. Well, the search for mother, the search for identity, self-identity, the search for the connection between us and the person that gave birth to us, that can quite often be a very complicated and a very emotional journey. Our guest interviewer, Anne Moore, spoke to Valerie Albrecht, who's written a book called Search for Mother. And Anne started off by asking Valerie, what was the motivation behind the writing of this particular book?
It's got two main sort of motivations, I suppose. One was to explore the connection and the disconnection that I experienced always with my own mother, and that led to the book exploring the whole concept of mother generally. You know, what it is to be mother, how we want to mother, how we feel connected to our own mothers and why that may be, and why there may be disconnection, how we mother ourselves, our feeling of connection to Mother Nature, and our being often drawn to spiritual mothers in our culture and community as well. So that was one of the motivations, was what is this thing called mother, and or person, I should say, or essence. And the other motivation that really helped to bring it together was my work, where for 8 years I worked as a maternity yoga and massage educator for New South Wales Health Maternity Services. And in that role, I was setting up, bringing in natural therapy services into public hospital maternity units. And so through that work, I was working with a lot of women becoming mothers and couples becoming families, and mostly through teaching yoga, and then, as you know, eventually I started to run retreats for couples as well, where the emotional and spiritual aspects of becoming mother, becoming father, becoming family were being explored. And as you know, through yoga, as the body becomes still, the mind and soul and spirit has space to explore these deeper questions, if you like. And so that was the other very strong motivation, in that I saw from working with all these hundreds of people on the east coast of Australia that we nearly all go through this same searching for what is mother, who is she, how are we going to be mother, and how do we be peaceful with the whole thing of mother. So that's how it came about.
Well, one of the things that I was particularly moved by when reading your book was my own emotional response to various elements of the book, which, if I'd been asked to express them, I would not have said it was a search for mother, but rather than a deep association of a need in me, if you like. Did you go through something of that nature? Did you actually physically identify it at first as a mother issue, or just a longing for something intangible?
That is a wonderful question, and it's certainly as I used the words many times, a longing, a yearning, it's about that longing and that yearning for connection, for a feeling of belonging. And I think we one of the things we come into this world with is that that comes from or is about mother, that longing for connection, that yearning to feel belonging. That's when we're born. It's the first person, or, you know, before we're born, that's who we are connected to. And so while it is about mother, it's also, as I explored it with the book, it became the levels of mother. So it was a longing, a yearning for the levels of mother, which was not only about biological mother, but it also became adopted mothers. It also became significant other female figures that we feel that connection to in our families, maybe a grandmother or a sister or an aunt or something. And then, of course, as I said before, the longing also extends to Mother Earth, spiritual mothers, the mother within. And I realized, too, with my work as well, that it was with people coming to the retreats and to yoga and natural therapy in the hospital system, it was about their longing, yearning to be mothered by the healthcare system. So while it is about a mother issue, it's also about the longing and yearning for connection and belonging at various levels.
It seems to have a very expansive role, this search for mother. And one of the things what you were just mentioning then was something about before you were born. So as well as the essence now and the expansiveness out into the spiritual realm, do you actually connect it to a past before you were born circumstance as well?
I do, and we're getting into the area of personal philosophy now, I guess. But it is, it also, that way of thinking came, you know, through yoga practice as well, because when, as I said, we're in our yoga practice, it stills the other levels of self to hear what's actually going on. And that's what the third part of the book came to be about. As you know, it's written through the body. The body parts are telling the story of the search for this connection and this yearning. So I do. And if you look at the section titled Breath, which is about being born, it's about the whole experience of going back into the womb and feeling and hearing and knowing what was going on outside through, whilst in utero, if you like. I think I've forgotten the question a little bit, but I think that might explain it a little.
It was to do with before you were born and whether you're thinking, say, of past life or reincarnation type issues there.
Yeah, well, certainly. Certainly, and again, if you look at that third section and you look at the section titled Umbilical Cord, in that one, the allowing of myself to travel to wherever my mind was taking me, to wherever my knowing, my intuition, my imagination was taking me, that section is all about going back into what we could call past lives. If you look at that, there's times in Portugal, and there's times in North Africa, and there's times in Sri Lanka. So it's certainly very much about that. And one of the things about the book too is that it's about coming into that believing and trusting of your own inner knowledge of your imaginings and your thoughts and your feelings, and really honouring that as far as becoming a mother, but also just honouring what those things are telling you. And that often, once you can surrender into that process of trusting what's coming to you, that will take you to thoughts and impressions of past lives, if you like. And the whole concept of that is reflected in the book cover. So if you have a look at the book cover, we've got along the top of the book the stars represent all the baby souls up there looking down at the mothers who are looking up, and it's like they're calling in each other So the baby souls are saying, well, which mother, which family, you know, do I need to come to have for this life experience? And the mothers are calling in, well, what sort of baby do I want? Who do I want? How do I want my family to be? Who's going to come to me? And then the stars come into the womb, as you can see there, and then we have the family is created and the family dynamics. And then a way of looking at that then is, well, okay, now I'm here with all these people and how are we going to work this all out so we can, you know, have a peaceful, meaningful relationships with all these people.
Yes, that's what we're all about.
And that's where the challenge comes.
Indeed.
And, you know, and that brings us back to the birthing mothers, because while when we have all these unresolved, if you like, types of issues and questions about mother, and we are already have attracted the baby soul to us, then of course all of those thoughts and working out transmitted through to the baby, which affects, you know, physically birthing outcomes, but it also affects, of course, how the thoughts and belief systems that that baby is going to be born with. So, I mean, one of my passions with my work is to bring in and set up things in systems and services and things in the healthcare so that these emotional and spiritual issues of becoming mother are actually brought to a peaceful place for women and men before they even conceive, because then they're going to attract a completely different type of soul and family experience in this lifetime.
Well, I've just turned to a page here that's about the umbilical cord, and it's anything but peaceful. I love the way that you put words to use that make such an emotional impact. And it reads something along the line, well, in fact, it reads, I'll quote it even, as if the relocation from one country to another caused a shock, like an earthquake, as if waiting for the rest of themselves to somehow relocate also. Now, there's nothing peaceful about that.
No, that's right.
And that's the type of impact that many parts of this book had on me as I was reading it. It was the quest, if you like, for the peace, and your search for that in your own life put into these wonderful verses in some places and just descriptions in another. And not only that, of course, you've brought in the case studies of various people that you've worked with, and you've also put in the wonderful verses. So I think you call it writing a book in three trimesters, interesting way of approaching it. And various parts of the book had different impacts, and I guess it would have quite a wide appeal depending on, shall we say, the type of person or the type of background, which I don't have any, for instance, yoga background, but a lot of your descriptions and the verses really did have an impact on me.
So, and that's very interesting that the book turned out like that, and of course I didn't set out for it to turn out like that. And again, it came back in the end to one of the basic things, which is about believing in myself, because I ended up after 8 years with the work yoga based writing, with the poetry writing through the body, and then the whole weaving that all together with the story. And I was sitting there in Portugal tearing my hair out thinking, what is this? How can this work together as a book? Here's poetry, here's interviews with wonderful women from around the world, here's my own personal journey. How can this come together? And I thought for a while that it would be three separate little books, you know, tied up together with a ribbon. And I thought, because that's really like the three different aspects of it. And then I thought, no, this has got to be in one book, because the whole, all the three bits come together to tell the one story of the search for mother. And so it was when I really embraced that and thought, no, this is how it's going to be, this is how I'm going to put it together. And that's when it flowed, even though you could just read one part, or you could just be drawn to the poetry or one of the other parts. That's how it came together. And it's actually wonderful that people say to me, oh, well, I really like that bit, but, you know, that's why I read it, or that's what I got out of it from the poetry, or, oh, I really loved the women's stories, and that, you know, nurtured me and gave me thoughts about me being mother. And it's okay for people to just be drawn to one section and to just read one section or another. It's interesting that the book has that scope, but it's okay too. It works for people.
So who do you think it would be mainly appealing to?
Well, I don't think there is an answer to that because, like I've said, it's touched you as a story about searching, belonging, yearning. It's touched women, you know, pregnant women and pregnant fathers, which I wasn't expecting. I've had countless men come up to me at book launches and events in Australia and in America who have said to me, you know, that's really great, but what about us? We have the same yearning for connection to our father. We've experienced the same disconnection and range of emotions towards father. So you know, what about us? And so it appeals to males as well. And then, of course, it appeals to yoga people, because it's written through the body from that serene yoga place within the body. And then the other very interesting lot of appeal that it came about while I was in America was to writing students. And I actually taught some writing workshops to different groups of writing students in a couple of universities, actually. And it appeals to people who write, because they look at it and they think, this book has stories, interviews, people contributing stories and poetry all together, and it works. How did that happen?
Well, somehow you just pulled it all together and there it is.
Well, it comes back to that belief in yourself and in your story. And when you believe that this is truth for you, this is your truth, and you're honouring it by telling it the way that it's coming to you to tell, then it works.
I think I totally go along with that feeling and that sentiment, and I'm sure a lot of the readers will find that experience as they work their way through this very, very readable book.
Oh, thank you.
Is there some way that people can follow up in terms of contacting you or purchasing this book?
Yes, well, I have my website, which is www.theoceansofenergy.com. And so that on the website you can purchase the book, and you can also read about the book, and you can, you know, read about my retreats and yoga classes, and I also teach writing as well.
So there we are. You can contact Pamela through her website. And that interview with Anne Moore from the book Search for Mother with Valerie Albrecht.